Our gospel reading this morning comes from the Gospel of John. Many of the 5,000 people Jesus fed in the wilderness continued to follow him throughout the countryside. Jesus challenges them to consider the real nature of their quest. Our gospel this morning comes from the 6th chapter of the Gospel of John, beginning with the 24th verse. So when the crowds saw that neither Jesus nor his disciples were there, they themselves got into the boats and went to Capernaum looking for Jesus. When they found him on the other side of the sea, they said to him, "Rabbi, when did you come here?" Jesus answered them, "Very truly I tell you, you were looking for me not because you saw signs, but because you ate your fill of the loaves. Do not work for the food that perishes, but for the food that endures for eternal life, which the Son of Man will give you. For it is on him that God the Father has set his seal." Then they said to him, "What must we do to perform the works of God?" Jesus answered them, "This is the work of God, that you believe in him who he has sent." So they said to him, "What sign are you going to give us then, so that we may see it and believe you? What work are you performing? Our ancestors ate the manna in the wilderness, as it is written. He gave them bread from heaven to eat." Then Jesus said to them, "Very truly I tell you, it was not Moses who gave you the bread from heaven, but it is my Father who gives you the true bread from heaven. For the bread of God is that which comes down from heaven and gives life to the world." They said to him, "Sir, give us this bread always." Jesus said to them, "I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never be hungry, and whoever believes in me will never be thirsty." This is the gospel of the Lord. Well, grace to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and risen Savior, Jesus the Christ. Last week, Pastor Lee talked about a question that is returned to his house because Michaela is back home. And the question was, "Dad, what's for supper?" Remember? Right? Because we were talking about the feeding of the 5,000 from a few fish and a few loaves of bread. I've got a different question today that is still meal related. It's a question that might be on the lips of a parent or a grandparent who is welcoming a child or grandchild back home for the first time in a long time. Maybe they've gone off to college, maybe they've moved out of state and they're back for vacation. They've come back and it is just with great excitement that you get to see them again. And you ask this question, "What would you like me to make you?" It is a question of deep, deep love. It's as if the one who is asking the question is opening up their entire recipe box, every cookbook, laying it out and saying, "Go for it. Whatever your taste buds are longing for, I'd love to make it for you. Go for it." A wide open invitation that is steeped in love. So if my boys ask for a meal, I'm the cook at home. I like doing it most of the time. One of the meals that sometimes is asked for is homemade chicken noodle soup, complete with homemade noodles. Now, if my mother were to ask me this question, it would be roast beef. Potatoes fresh from the garden, and throw in garden fresh green beans and brown gravy, and don't forget the 24-hour buttermilk rolls. We will be very fat and happy by the end of that meal. When the question is asked, it is asked with incredible love, "What would you like me to make for you today?" There is deep love in the 6th chapter of the Gospel of John. If you haven't figured it out, we are going to be dancing in this chapter of John for a while. This is our second week. We're going to be here 3 more weeks. We invite you to consider sitting down at home and reading through the whole sixth chapter over the coming weeks or so to kind of see how this chapter develops, talking all about Jesus as bread of life. So remember the scene. Last week as we jumped in, Jesus and his disciples have come to a place, and all of a sudden the crowds just start showing up. And Jesus says to one of his disciples, "So, where are we going to get enough food to feed all of these people? 5,000 of them is the guess." And one of the disciples, kind of looking at the situation, says, "You know, 5-6 months' wages wouldn't buy enough food for each of them just to get a little bit." And then another disciple standing nearby, and as I read the text, I'm pretty sure he was almost embarrassed to bring it up because it sounds so minuscule against this huge problem. "Well, there's this kid. This one's got a couple of fish, 5 loaves. But what is that against such a big crowd?" And you know what happens. Jesus takes it, blesses it, feeds them. And it's not enough for them all to get just a little bit, but they get their fill, the text tells us. The disciples go away. Jesus follows after them. They go to the other side of the sea, and all of a sudden, the crowd starts looking around, and where are they? They're gone. They get to the other side of the sea as well, and they come to Jesus and they say, "What's for supper?" And Jesus says, "You know, you're chasing after me just because you want another free meal. There's a whole lot deeper for you to get a hold of," he says to them. They enter into a dialogue, this conversation. They talk about food, they talk about bread, they talk about Moses and manna raining from heaven. And finally, Jesus says to them, "You want to be fed? I'm the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never be hungry. Whoever believes in me will never be thirsty." As I read and ponder the dialogue between Jesus and the crowd, I hear an underlying question that Jesus is asking them. "So what do you really want to eat?" And that's a question of deep love. So do you want to pursue? Do you want to eat that which slips through your fingers quickly, that you can't grasp and hold on to? Or do you want to eat something that will sustain you not only today, but for eternity, forever? Now that is a question to chew on. This past week, Gracia and I went up to Camp Metegoshi. We were in training to be coaches for other rostered leaders and church staff. There were 15 or so of us from across North Dakota and a couple of people from our churchwide partners as well. Coaching is a process of learning to ask really good questions, to go deep with people, to help them figure out where they are and where they believe God is calling them to be. And then you coach them along the way of the steps that it will take them to get from here to there. I see coaching as a process of helping people step back, stop, ponder where they are now and where God is calling them to. So if we know where we are and we have a sense of where God wants us to be, then the question becomes, what steps do we take? How do we get to where we believe God is calling us? So here's my question to you all. What do you want to eat? Jesus makes it clear that there's lots of stuff for us to consume that's just going to leave us hungry again. Or there's the bread of life things which when we consume will fill us and will never be hungry or thirsty again. But can you sit back and ponder where you are in life and really ponder what it is that you want to eat? See, and I think that's a problem in our world today. Just the ability to sit and to think, to reflect on where we are and what's going on around us. There is so much available to us. We can run here, there, and everywhere. A few years ago, I was heavily involved in doing comprehensive ministry reviews of congregations. We would spend a weekend just sitting with a group of people from a congregation asking them deep questions. There was nothing magical about it, but the congregation learned a great deal. Why? I think it was just because they stopped for a moment. Instead of always plowing forward, they stopped and talked together and pondered what had been going on and what God had been up to. You can do the same in your life. The question is, what do you want to eat? Or another way to put it, what do you really want in life? What is your soul hungering for? Do you want peace? A sense of calm? What are the steps you're willing to take to find that? Do you want to grow deeper in your relationship with God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ? You can do it. But what are you willing to invest in it? Do you want to be able to talk in deeper ways with your family and friends about the real stuff of life? Are you willing to risk emotion to do that? Do you want to see your life slow down a bit? Are you willing to make choices? So what do you hunger for? And if you know what you're hungering for, what are the steps that you're willing to take from here to there? See, a lot of us have fallen victim to this idea that life is a smorgasbord, and our call is to pile absolutely everything on the smorgasbord we can onto our plate until it is brimming to the top where you couldn't balance even another cherry tomato on top of it. And you know what happens when you eat an entire meal like that. You get heartburn. And it's not good. Jesus invites you into a choice. He looks right at you and says, "Here I am, the bread of life. Have me, and you'll never hunger again. Have me, you will never thirst again." But you've got options. You've got decisions. But know the bread of life waits. Amen.